Some of y'all might want to write this down, because I'm finna give you the calendar and the itinerary for these leftovers. You cooked the food on Wednesday night. Thursday, you ate the food. Friday, that's when it was his best. Saturday, you're pushing it. Sunday, ain't no more leftovers, bitch. Monday, you tripping. Tuesday, your ass getting worms if you still eating them leftovers. Wednesday, hospital. Thursday, dead. That's just the bottom line for these leftovers. Because some of y'all think you can just eat the leftovers how long you want to eat them. It don't work like that with the leftovers, man. It's an expiration date on them leftovers. Keep them for a couple days and get them out your refrigerator.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pounds an hour. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocash. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka Smoking Germ Frazier, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka Bread DiBiase, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, aka you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, aka the Duke of Dignity, aka Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now. So all you don't know about your history, don't want to know about your history, or don't give a fuck about your history-ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro is My Halo, and my favorite AKA of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or you can go to Frocast.com and listen to the show. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you get behind-the-scenes exclusive content for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And you get shout-out on the show like our latest Patreons. We got David Cumberbatch. We got The Gab. We got Steve. And we got Jay. So shout-out to those four people right there for becoming Patreons. Y'all could be just like those four people by becoming Patreons and get shout-out on the show. Now, if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Retweet it, reblog it, tag it in your story. Tag us in the story so we can shout you out. Now, I know I said that last week, and boy, did the motherfuckers listen, because it was a whole bunch of motherfuckers. So Thank you to all the ones that had tagged us and showed love last week, because it's too many for me to remember. I appreciate it. Y'all motherfuckers coming out. You know, Ruling Myself did it. Short T did it. Hey, matter of fact, happy belated birthday to Mr. Short T.
Happy belated birthday.
Yes. Oh, happy belated birthday to GQ Blue. I don't know if I said it on the last show. His birthday was the 21st, but I might have forgot.
Joe's birthday was the other day, too.
Shout out to Pam and the fam, Joe. His birthday was the other day. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis. His birthday was the other day. So, shout out to all y'all people birthday in November in the past week or whatever. If I missed you, I'm sorry. You know, blame Queen Germ. Don't blame me.
Because I don't care.
Yeah. So, you know, happy birthday out of y'all. And now, seems like I got all the panning out of the way. Oh, it's getting cold, y'all. This is the time. It's cold outside, depending on where you at. You might be snowed in. And when you snowed in, you know, you're sitting around watching movies and all that shit. And you might be laid up with your lady. Hell, you might be laid up with your man. I don't know. It's your choice. It's America. And you're about to get it in. It's a little cold. You don't want your feet to be cold. So you slide on your clap cleats. And when you slide on your clap cleats and you're clapping cheeks, it's a great experience. So go to clapcleats.com. Use code NappyAfro at checkout. Save some money on clap cleats. All right? Because when you're clapping cheeks, make sure you got on your clap cleats. I know I'll be saying that too often because, you know, I don't want to bust y'all niggas in the head, think they're a major sponsor of the show or nothing like that. But please, go to clapcleats.com. Get you some merch. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Jern, how was your week?
My week was pretty good, you know. Easing on into the last week of school. Semester about to be over. A nigga about to have a real break in this piece. I'm about to go in and buy me a bottle this weekend so I can get ready for the turn up and just jangle all the way into 2023, baby. So the year has gone pretty fast. We ain't got but a month left.
I think we need some Casamigos. Have you ever had that?
Hey, I don't know. But let's whatever try some Casamigos.
Let's get a little bottle of Casamigos.
We're going to get on it. So by the time y'all hear this show, we going to be ready to turn it up. Yeah. And we going to have it going on come Friday. Not in the morning, but yeah. Friday, afterward.
Because I know, boy, it's been a long semester for me, and I'm waiting for this break. I'm going to try to go to work all up to the break. I'm going to try to go every day.
And y'all get 2 weeks in it?
We get about 3 weeks, yeah. We get out December 15th, and we'll go back to January the something.
Probably the 3rd.
Yeah. So it's 2.5 weeks. Yeah. It's something like that.
Okay, 3rd or 4th or some shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait.
I know I'm ready.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I'm gonna try to go every day. I ain't gonna take no more mental days or nothing. You know, for the rest of the year, I'm just gonna push through. You know what I'm saying? And then, cause you know, this good break is gonna be a good break. I might leave early. Now, I ain't saying I still ain't gonna
want to go back to the people job when they tell you to come back.
I'm gonna be ready to go back. You know,
I'm never ready, but I'll be.
I gotta make money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be ready to go back. As far as my week, hey, no football, no Coach Germ update. I just been back to a normal life. I'm learning my life in civilianhood. You know what I'm saying? Just dealing with it. Thanksgiving. I did have something to talk about. Fucking Thanksgiving went by, man. So Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Queen Germ cooked. You know what I'm saying? We ate good at the house. We didn't have a lot of fucking leftovers, which is a plus. I mean, especially with the price of fucking groceries. I ain't like some of y'all food stamp ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like full EBT niggas getting $2,000 dropped on the EBT the other day. I said, $2,000? What the fuck? How y'all, what's going on?
And that's the thing. That's the reason why the price of everything going up, because they playing a game with the whole market. Because if you got people who coming in there getting free shit, the people who got to pay for it is really paying for it. That's the part that I don't understand.
Just give everybody food stamps. That's the fucking case. Why in the country?
We all hungry.
Yes, give everybody $500. We got enough to give every household $500 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good help. Fuck a stimulus. Give me $500 a month groceries, nigga.
Yeah. You can buy all the seasoning.
$500. That's all you get. And the rest of it's on you. I think that's a fair deal to the motherfucking president.
But they don't give a fuck.
Y'all talk to y'all congressmen and congresswomen and aldermen and goddamn city council. See if we can get this motherfucker rolled. They gave kids free lunch at school every motherfucking day for 18 goddamn years. You telling me we can't get no motherfucking $500 a month every household? Come on, man. That'll help out so many people.
That'll help out a lot of people. But until then.
Because you're already giving people $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000. All these people get so...
He's selling half of it.
You could have dispersed that, you know, so I know you got it. Because, I mean, what the fuck?
And I'm talking about they dropping it on them cars.
I mean, that's the best feeling in the world when you got that goddamn EBT card. You can go to the grocery store.
You ain't got
to
look at it.
You ain't got to look at the price. You can get the top. You ain't got to make no choice. Like, well, I get the store brand or I get... Nah, nigga.
Top
get
line.
What the
Labels.
Fuck you want.
Labels.
You want Irish butter, get Irish butter.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Bougie butter.
You want that motherfucking syrup that costs like $13? Get that fucking shit. Nigga, yes. Ain't enough about three people, but fuck it. Get that shit. You ain't got to get the Aunt Jemima. You ain't got to get the Miss Buttersworth, nigga. You can get the real bacon instead of that cheap-ass goddamn Gwaltney bacon or Tennessee Pride. Nigga, nobody want that shit. Get the Rice bacon, nigga.
Come
Quit fucking
now.
Around, nigga.
Come on.
I'm just saying, man.
I know. You was feeling yourself with that.
I was, man. So, but, oh, getting back. I don't know how I got in there. Thanksgiving. It was good. Good eating. No bird over here. You know what I'm saying? We had some turkey wings, but we broke that up in the dressing. Nobody eat fucking turkey. Turkey trash. Keep your fucking turkey, people. dig over one of my coach's house. You know what I'm saying? His family. You know, we went over there later on today. Had a good time. This motherfucker, I ain't know he smoked weed. I didn't know that. Shot me. And then he kind of threw me off because I don't like smoking weed around the kids because that's not me. You know, Coach Durham is, I talk shit. They don't need to see that side of me. But I'm a retired coach now. I can do what the fuck I want to do. You know, but I had a good time. Queen Durham was on her best behavior. I didn't tell her that, you know, the person was in an interracial relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I left that part out just because I didn't want her to be, you know, Queen German. So she got over there. She was very pleasant. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like they, you know, we had a good time. Queen Germ, did you have a good time Thanksgiving evening?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah.
She seemed to be all right, but you know, it's going to take a couple more visits for me to really give her
the stamp of
a
approval.
Rating or any yeah. kind, you know.
Because I love when you've been around an interracial couple and the motherfucker be talking that shit. They go like, see, that's that white shit. Or, nah, you're going to have to learn or something. You be cooking that food like, nah, that shit ain't good.
I mean, he was giving her the business now. Yeah. He was like, oh, no, she done been through boot camp. Because yeah. when she first got with me, she wasn't doing worth a damn. I mean, I was just like, Lord
hey,
have mercy.
That shit was funny. He was like, she made green bean casserole. And then she don't put no cheese
in it. She don't put no bacon in it. She don't put no extra shit. She made
she
it
said,
just like
I put what's on the directions.
And she sounds so innocent when she said
hey, that shit was so funny. She was like, I mean, I just did it by the directions.
And she hitting the blunt too, so hey. I'm the only oddball, but at the same damn time, it was just like the kid was fun. I guess the kids were fun, but yeah. the one that gravitated to me was the little boy.
Yeah, Mighty and Mouse. So, shout out to Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, shout out to Mighty Mouse. He made me a couple of things out of paper.
Yeah, he's a savant with the paper.
Yeah, he got it going on. I like him. He's going to be something.
Yeah.
He's going to be like some kind of engineer or something. I expect great things out of that young man. I mean, all of them seem to be nice and smart kids, but he got a skill. He got a skill.
Yeah, I like both the kids. They'll never give you a hard time. Never, no matter what, if they had to run, both of them was just, you know, they were good kids, good attitudes. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, man.
Yeah, but you got to, from here on out.
Nope, I can't because that determines your.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's best for the people. Mm-mm. Because if I have to, you don't know what I'm on. If I had been under the influence of anything when I walked in there, I may not have responded as well because I was me. I was able to, you know, be
so that's I'm
calm
glad
about the situation. But yes. You know that's like one of my pet peeves. So
yeah.
The next time moving forward, we would like a little notification. That's all.
I can't promise you I'll do that, but I will try.
Yeah, and I'll try not to embarrass your ass. But
you'll never embarrass me.
Baby. Okay. That's what you said. You embarrass easy. Yes, that you do. Because you would be over there apologizing to the people if I said the wrong thing. Because I was just like, I mean, and then to be honest, it really wasn't so much of the fact that the lady was white. It was the fact that they had a cat and a dog.
You didn't even know about the cat for the 20, 30 minutes when you was there.
But I knew something was up because I saw the thing over to the side, which was a little step thing.
Yeah.
But then after a few minutes, my nasal passages started telling
on.
Hey. I'm real. It did because I started to feel a little something, a little nasal drip or something. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, well,
so
that's
odd. You think you're allergic to cat dander?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it ain't bad as how Boozy was.
That was one.
Oh, that was one.
Yeah, one.
Somebody's eyes was about shut.
That was one.
Yeah, okay.
And he was in there like 5 minutes and he goes, I was like, oh, we got to
go. Yeah, we got to
go. Drill this nigga up quick.
Mm. Okay, it was nice, but we'll see y'all next time. Yeah. But yeah, so it was a good holiday season. We had a good time, and we, you know, a couple of wine friends came over, a couple of people got some plates, so it was all good.
Yes, food got grown.
One of my coworkers got some food.
Yeah, she always take this nigga some food.
This nigga is a nice person, and he is always all anything I need from him.
Mm,
he
always anything she needs
anything
from him.
I need from mm. him. He always comes through.
He always comes through.
I'm just saying, mind you, the man is not into women, so that should be the number one thing. Like, you should not worry about
that could
him.
Be his bait to get you over there. Like,
I'm trying to
he
tell
play
you.
That, then you get over there. He be like, "Oh, what's going on?" You be like, "Huh? What?" Nah, I'm saying it was good. You took over the jail. You like what? That might just be his front, nigga. You gotta watch these niggas in 2022.
That nigga gay.
Okay.
He's happily gay.
Well, y'all heard about our weeks, man. Let's go ahead and get to this outline.
Get
man.
Into it.
First topic on the docket, man. Y'all know how we started off, man. What's on the timeline? What's on the timeline? We talk about that topic that's dominating the headlines. And this week, it's all about Balenciaga. Now, listen. I'm a poor nigga. I don't have 12 calorie eclectic money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no Balenciaga. Now, I done seen eclectic with his Balenciaga. I done seen 12 cal with his Balenciaga. Like, 12 cal got Balenciaga shades. Like, he got this big Balenciaga robe that he be wearing, like Ric Flair style robe. Yeah, so I don't know nothing about Balenciaga.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas.
No, no, no. Please, can't give me anything Balenciaga.
Okay.
So apparently, Balenciaga got into some trouble for running an ad that was... It was a teddy bear ad that was depicting like kids in a bad light doing some weird shit. So let's read it. Because like I say, I'm poor. This shit don't even come up on my timeline. I'm on the poor nigga timeline.
Mm.
This I had to go to rich nigga Twitter to see this. Matter of fact, 12 Kyle and Eclectic say, you might want to let's talk about this on the show, man. This is pretty big. And I was like, okay, cool, man. Thanks, guys. But anyway, it said Balenciaga is taking responsibility for a series of grievous errors after unveiling a campaign that featured children posing with stuffed animals dressed in BDSM-like attire. The fashion house issued a statement via social media on Monday calling the ad wrong. So this is everything you should know about the backlash, okay? It says they're at the center of it. The images released in support of the label's Spring 2023 collection. Young children are seen posing with stuffed animals that are dressed in BDSM-style attire. Additionally, there are wine and beer glasses present alongside a kid in one shot. The visual was quickly met with criticism, with social media users expressing their disappointment via Twitter. So they said, Balenciaga is very much canceled in my eyes. I don't care what explanation they come up with. Don't mess with children, read one tweet. And,
But I'm trying to figure out how it left their firm. Like, how does it leave your people when you looked at this and nobody thought it was not appropriate for kids to be around alcoholic beverages and looking sexy or seductive?
The best way to pull shit off from people is right in front of their fucking face. You know what I'm saying? Not to be sneaky about it. Just boom. Throw it out there. You know what I'm saying?
So they want to get into some type maybe of style, inappropriate behavior.
It's an attack on children now, man. It's like everybody wants to sexualize children for some strange reason. Why are we talking about kids being gay at 3, 4, and 5? Kids don't know nothing about that shit. Why are we showing kids and dressing them up and letting boys, you know, like I said, letting all this sexualizing kids, why are we doing it now? It's something weird going on. It might have been going on. I never noticed it. But, you know, as a parent, you start seeing stuff like this. And, you know, we got to do something about it because these people are sickos out here. But getting back to Balenciaga, since they are sickos, another critic expressed, when Balenciaga hires you to shoot their new lookbook and you show up to find a toddler laid across a sofa with wine glasses and bondage gear around them, you walk away, period. You know what I'm saying? Balenciaga removed the campaign on Tuesday, November 22nd, and issued an apology. We sincerely apologize for any offense our holiday campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bag should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms. Now, Kim Kardashian is an ambassador for Balenciaga. She says she's reevaluating her relationship with Balenciaga. That's crazy. So she said, I've been real quiet for the past few days, not because I haven't been shocked and outraged by the recent Balenciaga campaigns, but because I wanted an opportunity to speak to their team to understand for myself how this could have happened. And then she continued, as a mother of four, I have been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. I appreciate Balenciaga's removal of the campaigns and apology and speaking with them. I believe they understand the seriousness of the issue and will take the necessary measures for this to never happen again. So the reason what the backlash, the ad
so
was.
So y'all don't see none of the stuff though.
Yeah. The Toy Stories campaign is what it was called. I haven't seen it. I saw a couple of folks. It's like they're trying to erase a lot of them offline. You know what I'm saying? So you can't see the motherfuckers. Or some people don't want to show the shit, which I agree. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have no parts of it. I get that. I'm cool with that. But how do you feel about them doing kids, using kids?
Kids are not appropriate for...
They're not fucking props.
I mean, unless it's like a kid's toy. Like, if it is not kid... It's not something that a kid would use, or the purpose is not targeting a children's market. Why the hell would you have kids in there? What would be the reason? Mm-hmm. But for you to do some old pedophile type shit. Yeah. I mean, like, come on now. What a child got to do with bondage? Like, you got a child in bondage?
Well, bondage stuff around them.
That's
sick. One had like a, they said one was even a picture of saying something about like the pedophile law, like it was a case or something. Let me see. It was some wild shit. Like one of the pictures was like, oh, they even had one picture where the motherfucker was near a goddamn let's see.
I mean, it's just it's in poor taste, and nobody in the room could have had good sense, clearly. Because if you had a kid, or not even your kid, but you have nieces, nephews, little cousins, somebody child that you babysat, a god child. Somebody, you just care. You just think that children are the future. Any of those things. You should have said, excuse me, I don't feel comfortable with this. But no, a team of grown people allowed this to come to pass. So, I don't know.
So, yeah, man, we got to protect our kids, bro. We got to do what's best for them. I don't understand any advertisers or companies, you know, trying to fuck with the kids. Man, don't do that, man.
I mean, I just don't even understand, like, what audience is it that these rich men that y'all selling children to?
I told you, hey.
Is this the market that y'all are trying to get? Because anybody else, if your shit is expensive, the average working person can't afford it. Mm. So you ain't targeting them.
Mm.
So then you're targeting the rich folk who fucking churn.
You know how poor people, we'll find a way to get that Balenciaga belt. Okay. The Balenciaga sneakers, the $700-$800. I'm just like,
because y'all ain't did it, but fuck up your afterpay. That's all. That's all you did. Because you ain't paid for that shit. You paid for that one installment. Now the people is contacting you via email and through the mail. You ain't paid for that shit. Because I don't care what nobody say. You got to spend too much money for them people stuff for that to be the case.
Damn, that's wild. But yeah, man. So, like I said, I'm a poor nigga. So this Balenciaga shit doesn't affect me at all. I do think they some slime balls for even putting kids in that light. So I never bought they shit. Never will buy they shit. And all y'all that got a lot of Balenciaga, you know, what you gonna do? You gonna have to reevaluate yourself, or you gonna throw it away, stop wearing it, because you paid a lot of money for that shit.
They gonna keep wearing it.
Yeah, you gonna keep wearing it.
I mean, y'all the same niggas who still like R. Kelly, so clearly, y'all don't give a damn about that shit. Not for real.
I gotta ask you a question, Queen Jern. If you was a woman, let's say you were...
I am a woman.
You are a woman. Let's say you're a woman that was kind of overweight. You know what I'm saying? And your spouse-to-be or guy you were dating said, hey, if you lose some weight, I'll marry you. How would you take that?
I probably would say, sir, I'm going to lose just as much weight as you weigh and tell you, bye. Because clearly, if you a nigga and you my nigga, and we've been together in some adult years, there's no reason for you to come to me and tell me that I need to lose weight in order for us to get married. We ain't got to never get married because I don't like you. If
what
that's
you mean?
The case, I'm saying you clearly don't like me because me at 200 pounds is still me at 180, 160, all of that. So if you don't like me, my personality ain't going to change nothing if I lose some weight. So what would be the purpose in me losing weight? Now, if you were saying you got to lose weight because you got a health condition and you know the doctor said
X, Y, Z. No. I just want you to lose weight.
But you just want me to lose weight so I can look better when we get married. So fuck you. That's my response.
Damn. It's fuck him.
Yeah, basically. I mean, because come on now. You're not going to tell nobody that that's what they're going to do. And your expectation is that I'm going to submit to some new exercise regimen, new diet regimen.
All that. Change your lifestyle.
And I'm not going to do that.
Why not? I'm not going to do that. Don't you want to get married? Stressful. Don't you want to get married?
I can get married. Trust me. Mm-mm. I can get married.
But you love me, though.
I might.
And I'm just like,
and
hey.
Clearly, you don't love me. So I love do love
you.
Thoughts.
I just want you to get, I just want you to lose some weight.
Because of what? Because of what?
Whatever.
It
you
like
might have had a baby. You might not look like you did when when we got together.
And
whatever,
I will continue not looking like
whatever
that.
The reason is.
And
but I, if
you
I,
know
but
why
I tell I you, if you lose some weight, I marry you.
Because a nigga wouldn't do that. If a woman came to a man and said, hey, babe, I'm going to marry you or I'll accept your proposal if you go ahead and lose 60 pounds or 50 pounds. Niggas walk around here, flat ass, big stomachs, and they got so much to say about everybody's body. Mm-hmm. You not finna tell me nothing about losing no weight. What am I going to lose no weight for? Like I said, I'm finna lose you. All whatever number of pounds you weigh, I just lost it. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Because it's no need for me to even be in a relationship that's that shallow. Because it's a lot of things that people are going to do. You're going to lose hair, possibly.
Facts.
You might lose teeth. You might lose a whole lot of stuff. And if you gain a couple of pounds, you might even lose weight. Because some people get sick and they get skinny. And that might not even look so good to the person. Mm. So either way that ball bounce, you ain't in it to win it if you telling me about losing weight so that I can marry you. That's like, you won't hold that over my head because this is the thing. If I got to lose weight to marry you, what the fuck I got to do to keep you? So I lose the weight to get married, then I mess around and then have a kid or get sick and then I gain some weight because the medicine the people done put me on to keep me alive. Now you mad that I'm still alive because I'm fat. Mm. So no, I'm not even going to sign myself up for that. No,
well,
I'm good.
I'm glad you said that because this lady didn't. She went and lost the weight and then she posted her journey, how the husband told her she lose the weight, he'll marry her. And then she just started posting her working out and everything.
And this
then
lady was white.
She was black.
She was stupid.
She was black.
She was stupid.
And then she went through the journey and transformed herself. And she showed the people that if you just put some work into it, you too can become a bride. And she became a bride by acquiescing to her man's wishes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what she also gonna be?
What?
That bitch ass gonna be divorced.
Nah, because she probably gonna leave that nigga now. She got a confidence now because she ain't that. I mean, she the
first. She ain't that same.
So he gonna have to work.
That was the worst thing.
Yes, sir. She knows she probably did that out of like anger. It's like, oh what, nigga? What? I'm gonna marry you just to take your shit, nigga? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? She probably, hey, you gotta watch this out, brother. Like, I don't think you.
He
ain't think it all the way through.
But I don't care what nobody say. Either way it go, it ain't gonna last because all she can hope for is that he die first. Because otherwise, you done set yourself up for failure. Because the nigga don't care nothing about you. If somebody put some type of ultimatum on you that is not beneficial for both parties, you tell me how you losing weight was gonna help y'all. It didn't change nothing. And like you said, if anything, she might have got some confidence that she never had, and that might have been why she was with your trifling behind.
Mm.
So now you done sold yourself out. You done outsourced your shit. Because she finna find somebody else who actually is on her level. That's going to the gym. That's where she gonna find a new nigga at. At the damn gym. While you at the house. Talking about you need to lose some weight. So that we can get married. Okay. You'll see how it go. I bet 5 years update. They ain't together no more. Fast forward. I'm going to help y'all out.
Damn. That's fucked up. But yeah, man. So that's all for that one, man. Let's go ahead and like I said, I would never tell no woman that because, one, if I'm in love with you the way you are, I mean, what's you losing weight ain't going to change that. I mean, you already, if you fucking her now when she fat, what's the difference of her losing weight? Like, what the fuck it did to tell her that, nigga? You setting yourself up, like you said, double-edged sword. You could be doing more damage.
I mean, y'all could be working out together and hopefully she does lose the weight and y'all, you know what I'm saying, get it together as a team. Mm. But you talking about something just, oh, you need to lose some weight so I can marry you, nigga. Who the fuck is you? Do you know how many proposals most people have had? Like, they might not be the motherfuckers.
I'd be like, yo, I know you ain't got none.
Why?
So, I know that's what I would tell her. You ain't got none.
Because she tried to be faithful to your ass. It ain't because she couldn't get none. She done turned down a whole bunch of niggas to fuck with you. And now she over here with your crazy butt talking about something. Oh, you got to lose some weight so we can get married. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't signing up for that.
She signed up for it. Shout out to her. Shout out to them.
Nah, no shout out to her.
Yeah.
She
just don't try that, fellas. Don't. It might work in that case. That ain't gonna work too much. So don't be trying this shit. Gotta ask you, you've been on job interviews before, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think you're a person to interview well?
Yeah.
Well, some people out there that don't interview well. And do you know, there is a...
It's called practice.
Practice, okay. Do you know that there are professional fakers out here charging people up to $150 an hour to sit in their job interviews for them?
And they should go to jail.
Okay. So it's like a job interview scheme is on the rise where candidates are hiring proxies to sit in for them. Reasons for proxies range from being nervous or underqualified to criminals trying to steal data. Some professional proxies are charging up to $150 an hour to do job interviews. So it says some job candidates are hiring proxies to sit in job interviews for them, even paying up to $150 an hour for one. In a recent insider investigation into the bait and switch job interview that's becoming increasingly trendy, one professional job interview proxy who uses a website to book clients and keeps a Google Drive folder of past video interviews said he charges clients $150 an hour. The proxy was approached by Emil Karimi, who works at cybersecurity firm Optiv as a principal intelligence analyst. Karimi, who posed as a job seeker to talk with the proxy, told insider Rob Price that the bait and switch trend has been on the rise because more work from home jobs and overseas hiring. The bait and switch interview works like this. A job candidate hires someone else to pretend to be them in a job interview in hopes they will secure the job. When the job starts, the person who hired the proxy is the one to show up for work.
I mean, like, the people don't pay attention to who the fuck they done talk to? Because I sure know if, I mean, I got to at least look like the person.
You using my, okay, let's get to this. Price examined many reasons why someone wanted to hire a stand-in job interview. Maybe the person is awkward or nervous or isn't completely fluent in the language to perform well. Most of the time, the candidate is straight up underqualified or unqualified for the job they want.
And that's why they don't need to do it.
They said most fields where the trend is happening are non-managerial and non-creative, according to the investigation. And in the IT field, where a lot of proxies are getting candidates' jobs, those fake hires are gaining access to important information that can damage a company's reputation or clients. With an increasing amount of job interviews happening over the phone or video chat due to remote work environments, the bait and switch trend is getting easier. Wow. So, Queen Germ, I got to ask you, would you consider hiring somebody for a bait and switch?
No, because I am that nigga. If I go on a job interview and I actually want that job, it's a 99% chance that I'm going to get it. So I don't have no reason to pay somebody $150 for a job that I'm going to get and I'm going to do well. And ain't nobody look like me. Ain't nobody going to sound like me. Ain't nobody going to do what I do like I do it. So why would I even send somebody in there trying to pretend to be me for me to come up there and show up for that day of work and the people looking at me like, oh, you ain't nothing like the person who was here at the interview. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it was a black woman, like, how many black women that's going to, you know what I'm saying, like, that's going to have any resemblance to me would, you know what I'm saying, would be qualified for the job
but
that
you
I'm
know what they
I don't
know,
look like
you
nobody.
Know, you know, to them, we all look alike, so it don't fucking matter.
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? So it don't fucking matter. But I think that's fucking genius.
It's not, though.
Yes.
It's
like,
sick.
Let's say, Vince, if I want an IT job and I get, like, B-Eazy or Jay Will to do the interview for me and I get a job, I got a job now. You going to have to train me any motherfucking way on y'all.
Fired. Do you know that?
How?
In 3 months. Because I promise you, there you done talked yourself into some shit you don't know. Your friends ain't got time because they got real jobs. So your friends ain't got time to be babysitting you at them people's job because
you
got to
train me anyway.
To a certain degree. Because there are certain things that you are supposed to know if you came in there telling them that you had a certain level of expertise.
True.
So if this is where you are and you this ain't an entry-level job, they said most of them were. Mm-hmm. But if this is not an entry-level job and it's not some shit you could just Google, nigga, you done bit off way more than you can chew.
That's why I'm going for entry level. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like, that's fine. But at the same time, it's still, if you have no clue about what you're doing, you're going to tell on yourself eventually. And it's going to be within them 90 days and they can let your ass go.
Okay, that's fine.
That's not fine.
If I didn't, they're like, hey, you're just not working at the park. Okay, damn, you got to give me unemployment. Thanks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a win-win.
It's not. It's a lose-lose because you wasting them people's time.
I'm not
if
wasting
you got
their
these,
time.
These people who have a whole company.
It's experience. Now I know how to do the job. So now when you I don't. Go to the next one, I know how to do a little bit. I know a little bit more than I did when I walked in 90
you
days ago.
You wasted those people's time.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
And y'all are the kind of people that mess up everything.
I'm not trying to mess up everything.
You mess up everything. Because you come in these people's workplace and you
try to. I just need a foot in the door.
Your feet don't need to be in the door if you don't know nothing.
I mean,
go to school.
I can learn.
Go volunteer somewhere. And then you can pick up a
craft. I might be a fast learner. I might can learn on the job. On the job training is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a real thing.
Yes.
But it ain't for people who ain't even skilled, got the least amount of skill or understanding other people's things.
That's dirty, bro. Like, at least I'm in there, I can learn. Mm-mm. I ain't got to be the best. I'm not trying to come here and be a manager.
Chances are, if you decided to do something as shitty as get somebody to pretend to be you on a job interview, you ain't got no moral integrity. Or
I mean, I get nervous around people. I don't want to talk.
Again.
I got sweaty palms. I know how to do the work. I'm just a fucking, I don't know how to talk to people.
Like they said.
I'm very awkward.
Okay, and you'll continue to be awkward at these
jobs. I won't
jobs.
Get this job because if I go in there and be like, huh, well, you know, I mean, you know.
And you're going to do that shit at a meeting. You're going to do that shit coming in the parking lot. So, therefore, the people going to already know at some point that you're stupid.
This motherfucker bump on a log. Like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? What if I just got...
In 90 days, they're going
to
make sure you...
But what if I know how to do the job? I'm just a socially awkward person.
Again, you don't deserve to be with us.
What if you're using my credentials, but I'm just using your charisma?
Like I said.
I know I do the job. I'm just...
You still don't deserve to be there.
Why?
You need to go to some classes to help you come out of that. You too old for that.
But I just want to do the job. Just can't, why can't just work?
If the job allows you to not be around people, then maybe it's no harm.
Yeah.
But if it's one of those jobs, which most of them are, you're going to be exposed and you're going to have to go, sir.
But if I'm doing the work, they're just going to be like, yo, your attitude sucks, bro. Like, you don't talk to nobody. You just...
I mean, hopefully the person won't get found out, but it looks as if it would easily be uncovered.
Dang. If it's an at-home job, then you good. If you ain't got to go in the job.
And, I mean, it will work out for those people.
Yeah, because if it's at home, you still got to train me. Like, that's the thing. People don't understand that. No matter if you worked at McDonald's for 30 years and you switched over to Burger King, guess what? You're going to have to learn how to make a motherfucking burger over there.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck what you've been doing over there. This is the way we do it over here. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and that is the truth. At any job, they're going to have to train you to
a certain
level.
So if you're a fast learner, you better be goddamn, okay, do this.
You'd be like so many other people that be having nervous breakdowns and drinking and smoking and all kind of stuff because you done going to them people's job and done lied. And
I'm
now
over
you can't
my
keep
head,
up.
Man.
Yeah, you can't keep up.
I'm in over my head, man. I told you.
you looking crazy because you over there reading all kind of damn books and stuff that you ain't never thought you was going
to
have.
Trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep up. Damn. So shout out to all y'all motherfuckers doing the bait and switch.
Lying at the people's
I love it. Keep getting the schemes better, man. Ain't nothing. I love a good ass scheme, bro. I love it. Urban myths. Now everybody got these urban myths. Urban myths are something like, you know, back in the day before the internet was around, you could tell a nigga something and either you believed it or you didn't. Most of the time you did. No matter how outlandish. Y'all, you remember the urban myth that Rob Bass? Had overdosed on crack and shit. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody thought Rob Bass was dead. Then the nigga showed up and on TV. Yeah, yeah. What else? Urban myth. Dougie Fresh worshiped the devil because his son died and he didn't believe in God no more. So he was that. You know, that was an urban myth.
That's what
that is? Yeah. Urban myth was also... We had this urban myth in my town, Greensboro, North Carolina. And... we had this the boogeyman. You know, everybody got the boogeyman. Well, our boogeyman had a name. His name was Ether Bread. E-A-T-H-A Bread. Ether Bread. Ether Bread was, like, this is what they would scare you by saying, hey, if you go outside by yourself, Ether Bread gonna get you, pull you in the woods, fuck you, and possibly kill you. You know what I'm saying? And so.
And that's what y'all go around telling children?
That's what everybody knew about Ether Bread.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, Ether Bread was just mythical figure. Like, you call and Ether Bread would grab, everybody got a different Ether Bread story, too. Let me call somebody real quick.
So did you encounter Ether Bread?
I thought I saw him walking. Like, I used to think this one man was Ether Bread just because he had some kind of disability and he was weird looking. So I used to think that was Ether Bread, but he just was an old nigga that had a limp and fuck, you know what I'm saying? He was just ugly
just
as fuck.
Strange.
Yeah, he just looked strange. So a couple of my buddies that I went to high school with, they went and did a research story and found out the identity of Ether Bread. Now, nobody believes this because older niggas was like, well, that can't be him Because I'm older than him and we knew about Eat the Bread. So, you know what I'm saying? So, when I was a kid, he was like, that nigga was a kid. You know what I'm saying? He was smaller than me when I was a kid and they were talking about Eat the Bread. So, it couldn't possibly be him. You know, so the legend was older than this guy that they thought it was. And so, but it was like some, like three girls that got killed. Like, I mean, he had cut one of their heads off, pulled them in the woods. It was some wild story about
it. So, Eat the Bread was black?
Eat the Bread was black, yes. So I don't know if any white people knew about Ether Bread. They maybe did.
They had a white Ether Bread too?
I don't know. Maybe the white people, I need to ask, did any of my white friends know about Ether Bread? I mean, on Facebook. That's the only way I could go because I'm the only place I have white friends that, okay. that would know about
Ether Bread. That was from your area.
Yes. Friends on Facebook. That's when I say friends on Facebook. Let me say that. So yeah, Ether Bread was this mythical urban legend that we had. Did you have any urban legends?
We didn't believe in those type of things in my
Opinion. You had to believe in some kind of urban legend, like a nigga picked up a car or some mythical story. Nobody ever can substantiate these claims, but everybody believes it. You know, like Connie Bull. Connie Bull was another nigga. Connie Bull was thought of, he was an old professional boxer, but now Connie Bull smokes crack, right? Connie Bull smokes crack. And he got a settlement. He got beat up by the police one time. And allegedly, Connie Bull picked up a car. Mm. That's the story. Connie Bull, now his hands are the size of car batteries. And that was one crackhead that you did not play around with because Connie Bull would beat your ass. But the myth was he lifted up a car. You know, I don't know why he lifted up a car doing this rage with the police. You know, he might have been high off PCP or something going crazy and lifted the car.
That's why the
police whooped his ass. Police whooped him so bad he was on disability, got a settlement. And so he lived with his sister and she used to give him money. Like, she ain't let him smoke all his money away. She slowly, and that's what kept Connie Bull living. You know what I'm saying? He was a crackhead that smoked.
So he dead now?
No, I think Connie Bull might still be alive. I don't know. I would love this next time I go home to see if Connie Bull is still alive.
Okay.
Because he has a story that needs to be told.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay. But no, we don't have any of those.
You ain't got none. Savannah, Georgia got to have some mythical legends.
I mean, ain't nothing but them ghosts that the people say they see, but I don't.
Tell us about a ghost story where I'm looking for this from.
I mean, it's supposed to be a whole lot of ghosts that haunt the city of Savannah. And of course, with any of those cities, it's probably like a port city story about, you know, slaves and things of that nature, you know, that whole heinous time in our history. And therefore, there are some uneasy spirits. Mm-hmm. And they roam freely in various areas of the city.
So no hood.
No story, hood legends. Like, no nigga, nobody that I know of. I stayed in the house. I wasn't outside. I don't know what the people might have had going on out there, but I don't recall anybody doing anything that people believed or they were scared of or they thought was a certain thing about somebody that wasn't quite true. So, I mean, anybody from Savannah that y'all know some shit that I need to be aware of, let us know. Send on into the show. Let us know what it's all about.
I'm going to call my dog Pat, see if he answers his phone. He always working, so he don't never have time. Let's see. He might have an Eat the Bread story.
Germs are...
Pat, what's going on, man? You are live on the Frocast right now, so please do not say anything to incriminate yourself or me, okay? So,
okay.
Got a quick question for you, Pat. Ether Bread. What do you know about Ether Bread?
Oh, man, that's an old one right there.
Come on.
That is an old one from the east side of Greensburg.
What do you know about Ether Bread?
Hey, I do know that he would get you. He was in the right place at the right time.
He was the hood boogeyman. Like, that was what they used to scare you. They was like, all right. I'm gonna get Ether Bread. Like, it's like, I don't. Everybody was scared of Ether Bread. Nobody knew who this motherfucker was.
Exactly.
So, did you?
Hey, you put it in when you hear his name, you'll be getting lucky out quick.
Did you have an encounter with this man?
Not an encounter, but trust. I didn't have some threatening though.
Okay. Well, yeah, look, Pat, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to call around to all my G-Bro people and hear their Ether Bread stories. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. Salute to the best podcast
around.
All right. So, yeah, man, so he didn't really elaborate on Ether Bread like I thought he was. I'm going to call another legend. And then I'm going to leave it alone because yeah, I know B-Eazy hates this. But Eat the Bread was like, y'all, this was a crazy story, man. Just the whole being scared of a mythical boogeyman. We had a real-life boogeyman. Yo, Randy, what's going on, man? You are live on the Frocast. Please do not say anything to incriminate me or yourself, okay?
All
right. Got to ask you one question, man. Mm-hmm. If I say this one word, tell me, you just got to tell me a story about it. Ether bread.
Ether bread, huh? Let's see here. Ether bread. Remember when we was growing up, he was the boogeyman for the neighborhood kids in the hood. You know, don't go walking, you know, this side of town by yourself at night. Ether bread gonna get you.
Nobody has ever saw this man. Like, we don't even know if he really existed, but everybody knew about Ether Bread from kids. Like, I don't understand. Like, from my age, younger, older, everybody was scared of Ether Bread. I don't know why. So, you know, but.
Yeah, we don't know if he's fictional or not fictional, but it was definitely put the fear in a lot of young kids' hearts.
Hey, look, man, Randy, I appreciate it, man. I'll holler back at you, man.
Yes, sir, no doubt.
All right, Randy.
So, yeah, man. So, Eat the Bread was a real thing, bro.
Yeah, y'all had it. I mean, maybe the parents got together and made it.
I mean, hey, he might have been our Freddy Krueger story, man. Who knows, bro? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to start Googling Eat the Bread and see if any articles come up online when we get off the show. I'm going in the Eat the Bread rabbit hole.
You ain't got to go far, because I'm telling you, it ain't nothing else.
Ether bread. Like, that is a crazy...
that don't even sound real.
Eat the bread. Eat the bread. Like, it was... Like, niggas... The name was Eat the Bread, but everybody used to say, Eat the Bread. Like, real...
Yeah. But I'm like, Eat the Bread. Like, that doesn't sound like anybody that's threatening.
Yeah.
He's telling you to eat the bread.
I don't know what he told you to do, but you better not... Find yourself, because I remember that day I thought that man was Eat the Bread. I used to be like, man, that's Eat the Bread. Just because, like I said, he had a disability. I was a kid. Didn't know no better. That. You know what I'm saying? But one day I was coming down the sidewalk, and he was coming down the sidewalk. I was so fucking scared. I was like, this dude gonna grab me, man. But he didn't, because like I said, he had a disability. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it was a wild time in the 80s, man. So, if y'all got any urban legends, let us know about them. You know, we all laugh about him since Queen Germ ain't got none because she went outside.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
She went outside.
Not like that.
So I got to ask you a question, Queen Germ. I mean, me and you, this is not a problem for us. Not a problem for us because we were out of the game before the technological boom. Yeah, whatever word I was trying to say there. So I got to know, Queen Germ, how long do you keep sex footage?
So since this is just be my suggestion. Because I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
I'm going to say don't make it. Like, you have no business making sex footage. Because if you give it to somebody, they have rights and privileges to that shit for the rest of y'all lives. Like, so if you really don't, I mean, no. I just say don't do it. Don't do it. Because, like the girl Glorilla said in her song Tomorrow, you know, I can't do nothing with you right now because I might not fuck with you tomorrow. So you go ahead and you embark upon this good moment y'all have and you recording this thing and you and this person, y'all laugh and critique it and all this good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then the one day comes and now we ain't together. So now you want to destroy my reputation or you want to send my new boyfriend some shit I done did with you. Mm. Who is my old boyfriend and I have vowed to never mess with you again. Mm. And you say, oh, well, you know, you remember when we went to so-and-so-and-so and we stayed at the...
Niggas be posting that shit on people's Facebook and shit. Yeah. I be like, for their families. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's nasty right there.
That's
how you gonna
much.
Post a nasty video on somebody's Facebook? You trying to... Like, come on, man. Don't do that, man. Just put it in the group chat. I know y'all still got a group chat with everybody and just throw it in there. Don't throw it on Facebook. Her ain't you see her getting sucking some dick or whatever, you know, whatever's going on. You know what I'm saying? His uncle, his daddy see this nigga with two fingers in his ass and you know, like what going on, like what the fuck? So whatever.
Like come on now.
Don't be like that.
But people don't have no lines, and that's the reason why. You can't control that shit. Once it's out, it's out.
Yeah.
So
facts.
It's like don't do it because of the simple fact that people will use these things against you. You're around here doing all kind of little nasty shit. And see, my thing is, don't record nobody without their consent. Now, see, that's the shit I ain't for. Because if I think that I'm in this room and we ain't got, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got no type of devices going, and we going balls to the wall, and then it turn around, and now we got some footage that I did not authorize, we got a problem. Then people gonna have to get fucked up, because ain't nobody told you to record. You didn't have my permission. But I would say, if you can avoid it, do not do it. It's just a no-no. Like, let's enjoy the moment. You make the memories in your head. Keep replaying them in your head. I keep replaying mine in my head. And that's how we gonna move through life. Because that right now, it'll get you fucked up every time. And most people, we average people now. Mm-hmm. They say it ain't but, what, less than 1% of the world's wealth is in these group of people.
Yeah.
We are in the majority. Mm-hmm. We regular. So regular people ain't got no damn time doing shit that rich folk do. Mm-hmm. That right there, we done made it common. Because you got your little X-rated videos on these various websites and carrying on for free. I mean, like,
as much porn as your eyes can hold these days.
Hey, and that's fine.
That shit is wild.
But
that's what's wrong with society.
Yeah,
right now.
That is. That's
niggas
a part
is just
of it.
Too free. Like, niggas really, you don't want to be
boundaries.
Free. You don't want to be free, nigga. Free fuck you up.
Yeah.
Like, you
and
need
quick.
Some boundaries. You
quick.
Need some boundaries. Like, hey, because when you're boundless, and you can just go, God damn, like, you can really...
Anything
go off the
mind.
Deep end, or go to the other. Like, you can either go to the farthest, use your brain, get 12% out your brain, and be a fucking genius, or you can deep down into so much dirt, filth, debauchery. Right? You don't want to be free, dog. Ain't nobody needs to be free, bro. Fuck.
Not that free.
That's the problem now. We too free, and motherfuckers
like
is crazy.
The old folks say you're so free, tell you fool.
Yes. Like, niggas is not, like, I don't think people in general should be busting this many nuts. Like, I think that's the problem. Niggas is busting too many fucking nuts. Niggas can jack off, fuck, do this, do that, rub one out. Like, it's shit is, it's too
pocket
much.
Pocket pussies are real.
It's too much. I'm talking about busting up women and men.
Yeah,
everybody fucking too much. Like, girls got the roses,
you got
the toys,
you got
this
you
and
got
that.
The fucker.
I mean, but yeah, but it's like, you need.
It's I not, mean, you can have boundaries
I
in
think
the,
it's with that.
The level of what you got going on, but I dare not tell nobody not to have sex. You got to come.
I ain't saying don't have sex, but goddamn, like, I'm just saying you can. It's just out there.
I mean, it's everything out
yes.
there. I mean,
yes.
it's a hub for everything that you want to do. I mean, whether it's good,
bad
or indifferent, it's some shit out there for you.
It's a group out there just niggas just like you.
Yep, and it's a lot of them.
Damn, but as far as sex footage go, me personally, I don't understand the for having it. Like, if you was there, you know, the memory's there. You can't take away the memory, but seeing it now, unless you really put it down, it was a wild shit. I guess
we watch ours.
I don't know what you're talking about, Queen.
I thought we was having a good open conversation.
I mean, we are, but I don't have no footage. You know
oh,
what
okay.
I'm saying?
So, all right.
And so, I mean, it's just like. I don't know. I don't know how long you keep. Me personally, once you've seen it, it's time to delete it because the only thing can happen is it fall into the wrong hands. The kids see it. You might accidentally send it to somebody. You touching the wrong text. You think, oh, shit, what the fuck? Hey, so the best thing to do is just get rid of it because, you know, watch it, enjoy it, get rid of it. Because, like I said, once it's a trail, once it's out there, like she said, it's out there. You can't control what nobody do.
Nope.
So, fellas, y'all out there just willy-nilly sending y'all dick pics all across the world? Hey, it fell into some male hands, sir.
Yeah.
Just know, it's a dude somewhere like, ooh, if I ever run across you. Ooh.
What I'm
ladies,
gonna do with that?
Same thing. If y'all niggas ain't too serious, niggas is like, hey, man, I don't know.
People be just a collector of things.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand niggas that just archive like, oh, yeah, oh, I got a... I keep all my movies and whatever girl said, what you gonna do with them? Like, this somebody's wife now, nigga. Like, you gotta erase that nigga shit. They married now.
They
like,
don't give a damn.
You can't save a nigga shit once they married. Like, delete it then, nigga. Like, why do you keep it? Like, man, see this girl right here? Boy, she used to be always talking about dick, boy. Look at her, she married now. But shit, I got videos of her at home. For what, nigga? She married. Delete that shit, nigga. Like, for what?
Those are the ones that's high on the marks.
But fuck that, man.
I mean,
that's weirdo shit, man.
In their mind, they might say, oh, yeah, that's the one
that's saving the shit. Once they get married, you got to delete it. That's a gentlemanly rule.
That's not.
Keep it as long as they're not married. Because if they married, What's the point of you keeping it then?
They don't care. Shit, you talking about married. They got kids. They had kids and all that.
Yeah.
So what? It don't even matter. If you ain't deleting because the bitches are somebody mama, then it don't matter if she's somebody wife.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know.
Because that's just some nigga shit. That's because
I'm just saying. I think as a husband,
I think
that's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Trying to cover that lady,
man or woman gets married, whatever footage you have of that person has to go in the trash. You can keep it as long as they single. You know what I'm saying? They ain't married. Once they get married, man, put that shit up, man. Because you ain't, it can only, you know, you lusted over somebody else's property now. You know, now you don't need to do that. Yes, yes, yes. So that's how I feel about it, man.
And so be it.
And let it be done. Well, it's top 10 time.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top 10 is when we name 10 things. Sometimes it's 10 from 1. Sometimes it's 1 to 10. But it's always 10 things. And this week, we're talking about 10 reasons not to go home for Christmas. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like traveling for Christmas because they're introverts. They don't like people. They look for ways to get out of going home for Christmas.
I.E. King Germ.
No, I don't mind going out of town. It's just, I don't. I really don't. It's just the driving part I hate. I mean, other than that, if I ain't had to drive, I would go way more places. I hate driving.
But hate a lot of things, sir.
I mean, that's life. You're supposed to hate things in life. That's life. No. Yes.
But go ahead with this list.
You ain't supposed to like everything.
Yeah, I ain't saying you're supposed to like everything, but you shouldn't hate everything either.
I don't hate everything. Uh-huh. I just have an unfavorable opinion. I don't hate too many things. Okay. A couple things I hate in life. I ain't gonna lie. Top 10 excuses not to go home for Christmas. Number one, you're celebrating at your partner's house. If you got a couple, you can always get out of it. Oh, we're doing that at such and such house. That's it. Easy way to get out of it. You know, because usually, like, somebody do Thanksgiving, somebody do Christmas or whatever. You know, so, or sometimes you don't get a choice. You have to go to both on both days. And that's exasperating right there. I couldn't do that. That's too exhausting. Like, nah, I'm cool.
I didn't have a problem because my parents lived around the corner from each other. So,
number two, work is keeping you busy.
Which is a lie because most people in America are
Hey.
Terrible.
I might work in retail. Mm-mm. Yes, I might have some deadline I got to meet by, I got to get it done. Number three, it's too hard to travel. That's a good one.
Too hard when you get in
the car. Hey, man, it costs too much money, man. You know the price of gas, man. Or I can't get no plane ticket right now. Or my car got a bad tire, this, that. You got some kind of excuse, man. You know, it costs me too much money to come home, man. That's a good one. Number four, a promise to a friend. Yeah, I told such and such I was going to spend it with them. I mean, it depends on, they got to know who this fucking person is, because it can't be no new friend, because they're going to be like, yo, what the fuck is up with that?
You don't even know them.
Nobody going to remember that. Number five, a once-in-a-lifetime event. Now, hey, going on a trip, something unexpected happened, you got to come up with a good one, but just make sure it's good, man. Dreaming, like, oh, man, you know, they're doing a show, such and such, you know, my favorite group doing a show on the 25th or the 24th, and I ain't able to make it. Number six, man. Hey, this is the best excuse. Ain't got not enough money, man. Don't got it. Can't nobody argue with that, because unless you go pay for my trip, then you're going to let me stay the fuck home. Number seven. Too many things going on at the same time. Hey, man. I got this going, that going, this. Hey, I got to pay this, that. I just went out for Christmas. I bought all this stuff. Nah, man. Can't do it. That's a good one. Number eight. A pregnancy. Hey, man. You know my girl pregnant, man. Can't make it. Sorry. Number nine, an illness. There we go again.
I don't play with them.
Be careful with the sickness. Be careful with the sicknesses, because you might fuck around and get sick. And number 10, I'm in the process of moving. Now listen, in the process of moving could be, hey, I'm looking for an apartment. It don't mean I'm actually fucking moving. I said I'm in the process of moving. So there is a process to moving, and that's all I was doing. Okay. The process, I mean, just looking for an apartment, so I don't have to come. So, Queen Jern, have you ever used an excuse to get out of going to a family occasion?
No, because I'm always in. If I can't go, it's a legitimate reason. It ain't because I don't want to go. Mm. So I'm always down for the cause.
I got
you. I love it. So,
I've used one of those 10 excuses before.
I'm sure I know which one to.
Which one I've used?
It's going to always be the one to get away with, you know.
I've used it in the process of moving before.
I'm with this person, and we going to her people's house. So I know you use that one.
I didn't use, I ain't got enough money. I didn't use, it's too hard to travel. Hey, it's a 10-hour ride, man. I'm not finna do that in one day.
And turn back around and
I didn't use work is keeping me busy. Celebrating in the partner's house. I didn't use them all. Except for pregnancy and illness. Them like the only ones I ain't motherfucking used. So I didn't use all of them. So Jesus, that sounds like me.
Mm-hmm. A liar.
Not a liar. Just make excuses.
That's what it is.
Excuse is not a lie.
It is a lie because the shit wasn't true.
It's an excuse.
Okay.
How's an excuse a lie?
If it's one of those things that you said were going on that were not really going on, that is not a true statement. So therefore, it leaves it to be a lie.
Okay.
All right.
It's TV Talk time. TV Talk is when we talk about all the shows we watch. Now, Abbott Elementary played a rerun this week, which I didn't know you were allowed to do that. You know, you just started the season because I'm sitting there watching it and I was just like,
are you sure you ain't watched that thing twice?
Huh?
Are you sure you didn't watch it twice? You just got caught up in a moment.
No. It was on a rerun because it was just like,
they told you that.
No, yeah, because it was the one when they came back from the summer and I was just like, messing with the classroom. I was like, hold on, I've seen this one before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, we're going to see if it comes on. It comes on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. But me and Queen Germ did watch From Hebrew to Negro. We watched it in three parts. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. We've been watching it over a 2-week time. You know what I'm saying? But we got it all knocked out. Queen Germ, I gotta ask you, was it anti-Semitic?
No. No. The people lied. First of all, it was anti-entertaining. So therefore, that was what that was. That shit was like you went to school and we was in class for
I felt like I should have took notes.
Yeah, I should have.
Motherfuckers giving you words and Sanskrit and all this different mukba, and this person said that, and they talk about all the different tribes and the places. The homie came up in it. It was like it was a learning experience.
It was good.
It was like a PowerPoint.
I mean, yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying? It was a presentation. So that's why I don't understand how you could say it was any hate in any. Yeah, it was a perspective of history. Yes. That's what it was. So how could you say that now that this is a perspective that you don't agree with? That is something so vicious to any group of people. Because, again, that's a part of science. I mean, it's historical facts. But that's also, like, doing your research. So if you're telling somebody something, you disprove what I just said. But you don't tell me to stop saying what I said because you don't like it.
Yes.
That's not how that works.
It's not.
And if nothing else, that just helps to prove the narrative that is going on in the movie is that somebody lying.
Yeah, the white people trying to silence you. It said they'll do exactly what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just like, and this is the word. Like, this ain't the motherfucking, like, this nigga just making it up. He was using everything they said.
He had a lot of scriptures in there.
Yeah, everything they said that could be considered anti-Semitic was verses from the fucking Bible.
Not, no.
They said, like, oh, I mean.
You don't use fucking with that word.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
See, that's the white man saying that's a bad word. We don't even know. What makes that word bad? What makes fuck not bad as fool? What makes
dick? Well, I don't say fool either.
And so. Damn and hell and motherfucker and bitch. What make all these words bad? They're just fucking words, man.
Okay.
I can say bitch to somebody in another country. They don't know the fuck I'm talking about. Like, they don't know the fuck. I'm like, bitch. He just look at me like, he look at me with that stupid foreigner look.
People love cuss words. They don't know nothing else. They know the cuss words. The language.
That's the first words you want to learn when you learn a new language. You like, man, teach me the cuss words. That's the first thing. Everybody does that. You meet somebody Spanish. Hey, man, how you say this in Spanish? It's always a bad word. You don't want to know nothing. Hey, man, you know nothing. You want to learn a bad word. So
vulgar.
So then, as far as the show, I mean, listen, if you got 3.5 hours, 3 hours to waste, because there's a lot of ads in the beginning. Like, it's like the first 20 minutes seemed like it was ads. In the last, once the movie went off, I didn't want to see the rolling credits. I don't think they had no Marvel cut scenes or no shit like that. But I think just check it out. I mean, yeah,
it's worth the, and that's the thing. Break it up how you see fit.
Yes.
So if you're going to be able to watch it 30 minutes at a time, watch it 30 minutes at a time, however you got to do it. But it's definitely something that you should watch and you should probably have your kids watch just to spark their interest in trying to figure out some things.
Cause she ain't taught in school.
As black people, you got to try to connect the dots yourself.
Nothing. So the only thing they told us about Africa in school was the Egyptians. slavery, and apartheid. That's all the fuck we learned about Africa in school. That's all they taught us. We knew about South Africa. We knew about Nelson Mandela. We knew about our apartheid. We knew about the Egyptians in Egypt. But motherfuckers didn't know that was Africa. A lot of people didn't know.
They still don't really.
And then they talked about slavery.
African.
That's it. We ain't learned about.
They didn't make the pyramids. They did not. They did not build a pyramid.
Who
did? Them Egyptians.
Who did?
Whoever did it
was the aliens. All right. So are you? So now we believe in aliens now.
I never said that.
So it got to be the aliens.
It was people, but it wasn't.
People ain't build them shits. Come on now. Come on, Queen Jern. You know ain't no people built them pyramids. Look at that shit. How the fuck they gonna do that shit with that, without the technology they had? Come on now. You think the slaves really built them shit? Slaves were that with geometry and all that shit?
We are genius.
Slaves. These people didn't have. How the fuck did they get that shit so fucking perfect?
Hey.
Stone and all. Man, them shits. That's from either civilization before. And something ain't not, bro. People ain't build them shits. I don't believe that shit. Put on your motherfucking tinfoil hats for that one, nigga.
Put it on,
nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because, man, them damn Egyptians walk around. Like, they had Egyptians that had waves. So, waves ain't nothing new. Like, they show, like, these old Egyptian heads, and they show their hair. Motherfuckers had waves. But look, though, it was a nigga with a do-rag back in the motherfucking ancient days.
They didn't have that. That was their natural hair.
5 BC, nigga, and the nigga shit was. Nigga had the sheepskin motherfucking do-rag on, nigga. Like, he had a real Egyptian cloth, like silk do-rag on, walking around that motherfucking thing, nigga.
Chilling,
nigga. Building had some slave brushing that nigga head. He was like, yo, brush my head like those fields out there. Nigga had them busting ass dogs in his head, dog.
And you know that's how a lot of the, they had escaped. Remember we learned
that's
that?
That's in the cornrows, yeah.
In the cornrows and the different ways that the women that would,
food sometime in the hair. Head. Yep, uh-huh. Drop so little pieces down.
Had the escape plans and all kind of stuff in the hair. So it's a lot of things black people did that was creative. So if you think about them just being able to braid, that's geometry. Like, you got to make sure the parts are right, and you got to make sure that the dimensions of the person's head match the different, you know, shapes of the parts and the plaits that you put on their head. So you got some skills to just transfer them into some larger, you know, project. You can have yourself some things now. So don't count us out. Just don't count
us out. I'm not counting us out at all. But I just don't think that it's anything wrong with you taking time to just check it out. Or listen out to these people that's speaking this shit. Because if you never knew it, you know, people say, well, I learned about Africa when I was in school. I learned, no, the fuck you didn't. They didn't teach you about that shit. You know what I'm saying? You had to take a fucking class.
Your mom or daddy was somebody that was a pro-black, somebody that might have been doing a little digging for y'all, maybe.
Yes.
But most black people weren't. Because that was not even something they was interested in. Mm. They was trying to survive. They weren't trying to find all that out. They trying to figure out some way to navigate this crazy world we live in.
Yep. A lot of black people only really learned about their black people during February.
Yeah.
But every February, you decide to do a motherfucking paper on. But see, in the schools, they talk about the same, five
same
every time.
Black people.
Martin Luther King.
Malcolm X.
Frederick Douglass. Shit, they talk about Malcolm X in school. No, that nigga was outlawed. They did not talk about that nigga. Hell nah. You couldn't even do a report on that nigga or nothing.
That must have been for y'all in North Carolina.
Nigga, that was for everybody, nigga. Ain't nobody get to damn do no shit on Malcolm X in school. It was Frederick Douglass, MLK, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, and who was the other nigga? Shit. Matthew, what's the nigga that did the blood transfusion? Like Drew.
Yeah.
Whatever his name was. I ain't gonna say whatever his name was. But yeah, that's about all you got. Every year. Matthew Henson, they might sprinkle him. They ain't talk about Garvey.
Garvey.
They ain't talk about damn Malcolm. They ain't talk about, you know, they know we ain't get none of that. Fred Hampton. Niggas ain't talk about Fred Hampton in school. This nigga died in 69. Shit, they ain't talk about the Black Panther Party in school. Like, we didn't, that little paragraph, they might have went over it during civil rights era in school. Like, they ain't covered, like, they kept covered all them, what's some little terms we used to have to learn in school for the great, something, not, whatever, when they do something over, what was that called? Anyway, I can't think of the words. We ain't in school right now. No, it's not an acronym. It was like, not like separation or whatever. Anyway. Fuck all that. We ain't have to learn all that shit like we learned the white people shit, man history.
I mean,
we
got to know about the
Civil War and
equal,
cutting
and
down cherry trees and shit.
All of those log cabins. Type stuff.
Yep. Monticello, and we learned all about that. We learned about the fucking Europeans and the kings and the queens and Harry the Third and
was the Pinta and the
Louis the Seventh, the Pinta, Maria, the Cinta, the Pinta, the something, the Pinta,
the Pinta,
and the Santa Maria. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? We learned about the 1492. We learned about goddamn Henry the Eighth, Louis the Seventh, the Queen of Scots, and the lady that made him eat cake and all that. We had to learn all about this shit, the Italian motherfuckers, Michelangelo, Leonardo. We had to learn about the Zhou dynasty, the Ming dynasty. We had to learn about the Mongolian niggas.
Y'all ain't learn about the homies.
Bruh, we ain't. Dog, think about all the shit we learned about, but look at the countries they omitted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't learned shit about South America, Brazil, and all this shit where all the people that look like us come from. We ain't learned about Africa. No. They were very selective about what they told us. We learned about fucking Russians, nigga. All my life, like Big Smoke said on Grand Theft Auto, I was taught to be scared of a Russian. But goddamn, if we ain't studied Alexander the Great, Rasputin, all them other niggas, Marx, and we studied all that shit. But we ain't never studied about Africa, dog. And that's all I'm saying. Check this shit out. I don't understand how Kyrie got in trouble for this.
No, because the thing is, even when he talking about the DNA thing, you got various markers in your DNA that's selective for whatever ethnicity that you are tied to.
Yeah.
If it's in your DNA, that's enough evidence. Science. Like, you can't debunk that.
Thank you. Science is dealt in fact.
Yeah. It ain't no feeling in there. Yeah. So if you saying that I got some common markers in my genes as somebody that's black and you saying this is a white person or whatever they supposed to have been, then there's some lines that we got to connect. And when you say that you are some of some ethnicity that you do not show no marker for, then you got to ask the question.
Exactly.
So it's like, do you want me to think or not?
No, they don't want you to think. They want you to just take what they're telling you and digest it and live with it. They don't want you to question what's in this fucking food. No, they just want you to eat the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what people, a lot of people doing. They're mentally eating the bullshit that the man is feeding you without even questioning it. And it's fucked up.
Yeah, so we got to do what we got to do.
I just wish my people would wake the fuck up and see, like, it's definitely an agenda when it comes to certain things out there. Like, they do, I swear, like the whole Kwame Brown situation. Everybody was keying in on Kwame being a bust on the basketball court, but not looking at what he was saying. Then once he said, like, hey, this is what they're going to do, then they start doing it. I mean, you know, he done lost steam now. It ain't cool to listen to him and shit, but it was just funny how the media does this all the time. Like I said, I just showed you the video of Stephen A. Smith, that young girl asking him, do you eat ass? Now, let me ask you a question. As somebody that's been in your profession for at least 12 years, let's say you've been in your profession 25 years, okay? Somebody would not ask, it's certain questions you just can't ask me.
It's certain questions you shouldn't ask anybody.
Exactly.
Because
if I'm a porn star, ask me that.
That's what I was going to say. If I'm a video vixen or somebody who doing some type of sexual.
A sexual being.
Yeah. That's not something, if I'm known for that, then that's what you can, you know what I'm saying? You can ask me things in that general arena. But you telling me I'm a sports.
Yes, I'm a basketball fucking
announcer.
He doesn't really announce it. He's a reporter, a journalist. But
okay, but either way, what he does for a living has nothing to do with his sexuality or any sexual involvement. So why is it that you think that your listeners would be interested in his sex life, and more specifically, that he either eats ass and or has had his ass ate?
That's the wild
that
shit.
Is ridiculous. Because, mind you, if he flipped it on her and said, well, I do enjoy getting my ass ate. Would you like to eat it? Mm. Now, all of a sudden, the people finna pull the plug on him.
Can I eat your ass?
Exactly. I love eating ass.
Yeah.
Can I eat yours?
Yeah.
So then now you got a whole situation. The HR people calling you and telling you that your contract has just been.
Ain't no Steven, you know, can't lose that money. Uh-uh. Good old Steven.
Wasn't that
Samuel Jackson name in Django? Steven?
Uh-uh.
It wasn't?
I don't think so. And his name wasn't, he was supposed to be Django, wasn't he?
No, Samuel Jackson, that's Jamie Foxx with Django.
So Samuel Jackson,
he was the good old slave, Jonathan Steven.
He was, but so, I don't think it was no Steven, but okay. I don't know. I can't remember.
But anyway, so as far as TV talk, that's all we really want to talk about, man. From Hebrew to Negro. Go check it out. From Hebrew to Negro. Go check it out. Like I said, watch it at your own pace. Just go in with an open mind, man. Yeah. It's intriguing.
Yes. After you get paid, I mean, like, you got to probably drink your Mountain Dew.
Yes.
But definitely, You know, don't go at it alone. It probably be best for you to watch it with somebody else to give you a little accountability. Y'all could talk about it. And
yes, yes.
Keep each other up.
Yes. So we're going to move on to Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show is Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We have not took any acting classes, but we come here and do this every week for y'all. Now, this one right here was a situation that a listener came about, and he said, hey, man, you can do this for Bad Black Cinema. And I said, okay, cool. We'll act it out. And this is the situation. An ex is threatening to drop a sex tape that y'all made. Now, Queen Germ, you know the situation. You got a jealous ex. He's threatening to drop a sex tape that y'all made. And you want to get out in front of it and confront your husband. Have him way you want to do it. And let him know, like, it's finna drop, so prepare yourself. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Action!
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Oh, what's up, man? What's going on, man? I'm all right. Just had a long day at work, man. You know, providing for my family.
Really?
Yes, yes. What's good?
So, ain't that you?
Huh?
You sure you in good, a good man. Headspace?
I'm in a good headspace. I was thinking about just booking us a trip somewhere, man. Why, what's up?
Where you thinking about going?
I don't know, man. Why? Somewhere you particularly want to go?
Not necessarily. Just, you know, have fun, kicking
it. Damn all that. Well, you came here for something. What's up?
I did. I mean, okay, so you know, I told you all about this, you know, my old boyfriend, you know, before we met.
Yeah, I mean,
Philip, he's a really nice guy. For whatever reason, he has been contacting me lately.
Oh, and what's going on with y'all too?
Oh, ain't nothing going on with us, but I told him, you know, I'm happy where I am and
interested. Why y'all still talking and shit? Like,
we not talking. Like, but why he contacting you though? Because my number's still the same. So, he contacted me, and I just thought, you know, of course, at first it was just innocent.
So, how many times y'all have talked on the phone?
I mean, it's just only been a couple. Irrelevant. That's irrelevant.
A couple? Oh, that's very relevant. What it's y'all not. Doing talking on the phone a couple times? Now, if I was in here talking to one of my exes a couple times, you would have a fucking problem.
You wouldn't have a phone.
Okay, exactly. Now, keep going.
So, the point I'm making is, you know, when we was together, we used to do shit on camera. So, since I told him I ain't want to really be with him no more.
You ain't really want to be with him? I mean, what the
fuck?
I told him
I don't want to do this with him. I told him that when we broke up, the last time was the last time. It was all of that stuff is in the past. Like, we done built a good thing over here. So, I'm letting him know that I don't want to be bothered. I mean, I wish him well. But at the same damn time, it's like, what can I do? So, the shit is out there. And if you see it, your people see it, I don't want nobody to be in their feelings about the shit because this happened before you. This has nothing to do with you. But I don't want to bring this type of heat to you. So I just feel like you need to know and be aware so you can brace yourself before.
Do you got a copy of this?
I deleted mine.
So, I mean, you said it's finna be out there. Well, I need to see this then. I need to see it. Because if it's bad or whatever, then I'm going to have to reevaluate this relationship.
You going to have to reevaluate our marriage?
Marriage. Reevaluate. Yes.
So you going to divorce me about
I didn't say I was going to divorce. I said I'm going to reevaluate.
Been out there I mean, before look, we got together.
Hey, listen. I don't know what you... I mean, but obviously, y'all been talking about it, so...
Been talking about shit.
I mean, y'all can go make another video.
He contacted me. Okay, so that's the shit you on.
Nah, it ain't the shit I'm on. That's the saying. Shit you I on. Mean, this shit right here is fucking embarrassing, man.
You don't even know what it look like yet.
I don't even care about what it look like. I know it's going to finna be embarrassing. My motherfucking wife, I don't, old or not, nobody want to see that fucking shit, man. Like, well, how would you feel if you seen some old footage of me leaking out there with me and some old girl? You don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to see it, but if the shit happened, it happened.
I mean, then this is the kind of nigga you dealing with? Like, what the fuck? Like, why you even got... Look at this bitch-ass nigga tactics he doing now. Why you even got this nigga number saved in your phone? Like, see. I just don't understand. I really don't understand. And this just, you know what? I can't do this, man. Not right now. I was having a good day. Now you came in here with this bullshit, bro. Like,
I mean, I'm a woman about my shit.
Yeah, you're definitely a woman about your shit. You got your recordings out there. You a grown ass woman about your shit. Now your coworkers and shit about to see your shit or whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, what can
you
I?
Better
do?
Hope you still have a fucking job.
Hey,
after
and
this.
I'm gonna have one. I'm gonna have one. He's gonna drop the tape. I'll go to the lawyer and see whatever cases I can have, because you can't tarnish my reputation behind some shit that we did in the privacy of somebody's house. Hotel, whatever it was at.
I mean,
it's a lot of them here.
This is what you get.
We got a damn. We got
series. All right, okay, cool, fine. I don't want to hear about it. You finna have some series of problems around this motherfucker.
Okay.
You gonna have series.
I'm just letting you.
Series of boxes around here. You getting your shit the fuck up out of here.
If that's how you feel.
Since you want to be so slick at the mouth about it.
I'm just telling you, you over here feeling in your feelings.
I'm in my feelings. My life is perfect, and now all of a sudden, my wife about to be sprawled all out.
Nigga, you knew I was a freak. Y'all don't even know how you figure that shit ain't never existed. You better be glad he the only one got him.
See, look at that. Ooh, God. Man. My mama told me I shouldn't have married your ass.
Shit.
Cut!
You should have listened to her then.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Hey, I would be fucking pissed if that shit fucking happened, dog. I ain't gonna front. I couldn't handle it, dog. Like,
I'm glad you ain't gotta handle it.
Man. Woo, glad I got the game for the technology era became big.
Yeah.
Cause man, a lot of y'all niggas, like I said, your wife is in somebody's phone sucking their dick. Your husband is in somebody's phone eating some box. This shit is wild now.
But then the thing about it is, people gotta have respect for the fact that shit is not negotiable. Like, it's one thing, even if you in somebody's phone, that shit ain't for the internet. That shit is not for the world. Like, for real. Like, that's not okay. That is not okay. Like, if somebody blessed you with that shit, whether, you know what I'm saying, you recorded it, however you obtained this footage, that ain't for the public. Now, if you want to look at that shit in your private, you know what I'm saying, getting your love on with yourself, or however you want to do this thing, so be it. But for you to make that decision to press send on a public platform, that shit is lame as fuck.
Yeah. So, man, anybody out there doing that, trying to fuck with people about that shit, you lame as fuck, shawty. Like, that shit is not
cool. That's dumb.
That shit whack as hell. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Over here, we read rap lyrics. We read them in our office voice, our professional voice, our accent, our whatever. But you got to make sure you read the damn lyrics. Queen Jeremy, your turn. Do you have some lyrics prepared for the people?
Okay, sir. And I do.
Let's hear it.
And it go a little something like this. Instinct leads me to another flow. Every time I hear a brother call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low. You know, all of that got to go. Now, everybody knows there's an exception to this rule. Now, don't be getting mad when we are playing. It's cool. But don't you call me out my name. I bring the wrath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block. I had my cutoff shorts on, right? Because it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes. When they passed me, one of them felt me on my booty. He was nasty. I turned around red. Somebody was catching the wrath. Then the little one said, "Yeah, me, bitch," and laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. Huh. I punched him dead in his eye and said, "Who you calling a bitch?" That's none other than Unity by Queen Latifah.
And the song is called UNITY,
but it's still Unity.
Stands for Unity. By Dana Owens, better known as Queen Latifah. You may catch her on a TV show called What's it called?
You gonna say it, you gotta know.
It's a movie with Denzel. He played in. She playing his part now. The Enforcer or something like that.
Denzel Washington is not an issue.
He played the movie and she did a TV show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Whatever it is, it's pretty good though. I like it.
I can't take her seriously sometimes.
I like it.
She be kicking ass and pulling. Like that one time she was holding the gun, she wasn't even holding the gun right. And I was just like, You ain't holding that gun right. But anyway, that's what's up. Shout out to her. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessional is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter and grab some tweets. And this one goes a little something like this. How you gonna move in with me while I pay the rent and cheat on me? Shawty thought she wasn't gonna get caught, so I waited till she left to visit family out of town, and I took all her stuff to her mama house and had the key deactivated. Dumbass hoe. TSU. Queen Jern, react.
Now, if you're gonna have to say there's rules to cheating or there's a right way to do wrong, this person has every right to do what he did. Anybody. The point is, you can't cheat on me in my shit. That's always been a rule for me. Like, you can't fuck no bitch in my car. You can't pick up no bras in my car. You can't wear the shit that I bought you to the date with a broad that you ain't got no business with. All them things is just no-nos. So it's like, you really thought you was going to have a whole relationship with somebody and I'm paying all the bills and you laying up on me? You damn right. I might not have even waited for you to go out of town. I might have took you and your shit to your mama house on one good afternoon. It wouldn't have mattered to me if you was going kicking and screaming. The shit was gone. You was gone. You ain't got no access to this property no more. And that's what it would have been. But people don't understand. Some people want to have it all. You can't do all of that. It's going to be some give and take. If you the one who's sitting up in here for free, you might want to play by a different set of rules. So, no, you don't have the right to do what the fuck you want. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. And if you ain't paying for shit, you need to sit down and rest your nerves.
Boom. Just like that. I 100% agree with you. The least you could do is be faithful if that's you ain't paying no motherfucking rent. Keep your motherfucking clothes on, whether you're a man or a woman.
Yeah,
keep your fucking clothes. That's the least you could do. The least. And then you a trifling ass nigga. If this happened in the home, you definitely
yeah.
got to go.
Yeah, you definitely got to go.
You lucky I took your shit to your mama house.
Because they could have went to the dumpster or it could have exactly. had a bonfire. We could have done a whole lot of things.
It could have been sitting outside and be like, yo, what? Oh, shit, this shit outside is free to the putt. I had a yard sale while your ass was gone. Everything free. Everything must go. You know what I'm saying?
So, by like,
you lucky I took your shit to your mama house. So if y'all like those kind of tweets, man, go check them out on Twitter. It's Keep It 100 time, man. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100 for the people?
And I do. My Keep It 100 this week is Let Them People Dream, man.
100.
Today, I had it was unfortunate. I overheard a person, because I'm not going to give the gender male or female, but I overheard a person who has made their living for like the last 30 years as an educator. And I overheard a person say to a couple of students, now mind you, I do understand that the children were misbehaving in the moment, but the person said, and that's why y'all ain't never gonna be nothing. I done taught X amount of kids, and in this period of time, all these kids done turned up dead, and one of the students was just talking about her birthday was coming up. The person was so negative. She said, well, I hope you make it to it. And I just feel like if you feel ill about today's youth, you really don't need to be in this environment no more. You need to retire. You need to turn in your paperwork, and you need to leave your lanyard and your keys at the people's desk. And go on and do something else with your time. Because maybe you want to knit. Maybe you want to garden. Maybe you want to cook. Maybe you want to do a whole lot of things. But teaching ain't it. And when I heard it, I was just so disappointed. Because then the other teacher chimes in because she was blown away. And she just says to the kids, oh yeah, don't worry about all of that. Just go to class and be on your best behavior. I'm like, y'all just had the person say, y'all ain't gonna be nothing in life. Like, that's why you're not gonna be anything in life. And you probably won't even make it to your next birthday. Mind you, these kids are in the eighth grade. So, I mean, she may have a little truth in there. But at the same time, the delivery was terrible. Mm. Like, you done been teaching for 30 years. So that's generations of people. At least two. That you done fucked up. Single-handedly. So I'm a big concern.
I think I taught your mother.
Yeah. That's why I know you're not finna be nothing. So it's just like, to me, you know, let the people dream. If the kids are talking about, they trying to open up their little nail shop when they get out of school. They going to go to cosmetology school. They going to do this. They going to do that. They want to be in the nursing program. Let them kids or people, period, to be honest, let the people dream.
Is your grandmother named Jessica? Oh, I think I taught your grandma.
And what does she do? And she working at the titty bar? Okay, that's about as good as your people can do. But it's just, I mean, like, to me, it was really disheartening to hear a grown person.
Your grandma was about your age when she got pregnant with your mom.
And see, sick. So I was just like, let the people dream. Hey, if you can't say nothing good, that's what the people said. Hey, man, don't say nothing.
I mean, but if you want to say something,
don't say nothing. Make it nothing. Disrespectful. Apparently, it was quite easy for her to do. Make it
disrespectful.
At 7-something in the morning.
She up Eastern Standard Time. Early with it. You know what I mean? With
the shits.
With it. All the shits. My Keep 100 go a little something like this, man. It's okay to learn about your history.
100.
It's okay to do some research and learn about Africa. It's okay to learn about the ancient civilizations in Africa. It's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It might feel a little different because you've been brainwashed to learn all about European Americans and the white man's plight. So learning about the black man plight, it's going to feel a little different to you. But it's okay. And that's my Keep It 100. Winner, loser time. Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
Yes. My winner this week was mentioned some time ago. I know you might have forgot about her. She was an internet Instagram sensation. It was none other than Chef Pie.
Winner.
And this was the lady that, if you don't remember anything else, you remember she was supposed to be out about the pink sauce.
Okay.
The sauce that nobody could distinguish. It was not quite pink. It was looking like something that you didn't really want to put on food. And
she wasn't shipping it right. She wasn't
shipping it properly. She was lying about whatever the ingredients were.
She didn't know.
On the label. But how you don't know if you the one fixing it?
Yeah.
So you ain't the chef unless you the person that made, you the master label maker.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't be the person who made the damn sauce because you should know what you mixed up in there.
True.
But nonetheless, all of her little 15 minutes of fame has come to a product being on the market. Now, mind you, the new product that has the proper labeling and I guess it's been approved to be on the shelves because it's out there is not quite pink either. It is a light orange color.
Mm.
And therefore,
preservatives.
And the people say it smells sour. It has a strange taste. It tastes a little in between ranch and Thousand Island and all kind of carrying on. So to me, it's still going to be a flop. It's, yeah. And the people say that
she had to take something out that took away the pink something.
Must be. But whatever it was, whatever it is.
She legit now, what you saying?
I'm not saying necessarily she legit, but I am happy that she's able to make a couple of dollars because her product is on the market. And because she had a little buzz about it before, a lot of people may want to check it out. But I just say, with caution, I like to support the black folks.
I can sue somebody now.
Exactly. So yeah. Now you might put her out of business. So don't sue the black lady just there. Make sure she has earned enough money that she can cut you your check.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, she'd be working for, she'd be Chef Ma.
Yeah, exactly. No more pie. But yeah, Chef Pie, she got her product on the market. If you want to check it out, go do that. Support a black business.
Hey, support a black business. My winner is the brother that was at the Bayou Classic warming up a rib with a cigarette lighter.
Winner.
Now, I know y'all saw the pictures. Everybody thought he was like lighting a blunt or something, but he was actually warming up a rib with a cigarette lighter in the middle of a game at the Bayou Classic. I'm pretty sure he smuggled these ribs in. And that's why they were fucking cold. And he was trying to heat them up with his lighter so he could eat them. So shout out to that brother for the ingenuity of doing it. I don't know if he succeeded. Did the ribs get a nice char on them or not? I don't know if Dr. Cam would approve.
Mm.
But my guy, you're my winner for doing that shit. Because you got to love black people. That was the blackest shit I seen this week, I do believe. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes, I'm going to have to say my loser this week is Ticketmaster.
Loser.
Apparently, Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation is under investigation by the Department of Justice, and they have issued out a apology to the Taylor Swift fans. And of course, they've been doing this, you know, this type of shenanigans for a while now. But of course, you know, the white people start hollering. We got to have some results to, you know what I'm saying, put that baby to bed. So the situation is just real quick that the Department of Justice is investigating Ticketmaster and, like I said, the parent company, Live Nation. And this is because this company sparked some chaos and anger with the mishandling of the ticket sales for Taylor Swift. And the thing about it is they allowed their system to crash during a pre-sale period that was going on. And so what they're being accused of is that they are basically doing these different things with the pre-sale to basically figure out what's the interest in this event. So when they realize, like, okay, this is something that we can get a hold, you know, a good money grab, we can up the prices. Mm-hmm. So they do whatever configuration to get the most profit. And that's, you would think that that's okay, but it's not. Because if you it's not a bad word, but when you are doing things that the promoters are not asking for, and is really just getting you more money, it's not going to get the entertainer more money, it's not going to get their camp any more money, it's helping Ticketmaster's bottom line, then it is somewhat fraudulent, because you can't be upping prices, lowering prices just to make sure that this you know, show happens. You got people that's canceling due to the fact that you all have manipulated this algorithm and manipulated these price points, and the people are not able to either come and see the show, or, you know, you have too few tickets sold that you can't put it on. So they're going to be investigated, or are being investigated. That apology means nothing, because if you had bad practices thus far, then, hey, you need to tighten up, because you're being called on the carpet. So clearly something ain't so right about what you're doing. You need to take a different approach. Mm. It probably could be done in a better way, but what you did, you done got caught. So let's handle it better, Ticketmaster.
Yeah, we'll figure out a new way to get y'all money.
I bet.
My losers, man. I got two losers this week. First loser is all y'all people still eating leftovers.
Loser.
Now, at the time of this recording, it's Tuesday, November the 29th. Thanksgiving was Thursday, November the 24th. That's 5 fucking days. I had a couple of coworkers still eating leftovers today from Thanksgiving. Said it was the last.
And they won't be to work tomorrow.
I said, yo, y'all niggas must have got stomachs of a motherfucking ox if y'all still eating this
shit. And that's only if
the dressing gotta be dry.
Yeah.
The ham, turkey definitely is super white. It's super dry. Turkey dry when you cook that shit. Then it's definitely dry 5 days later. Goddamn, the mac and cheese, hey, bro.
That's the
5 days, bro. Them greens is a little loud.
Nah, them greens should not be eaten. Y'all know your mama's greens gonna told you that. That's the 3 day. That's a three day thing.
So, you know, y'all greens niggas some sick. Greens and cabbage. And my other loser is all the commissaries at the air bases. Military bases and stuff.
Loser.
Little Debbie is pulling their snacks from the military commissaries. Why? Just, they stop supporting, they stop sending them there. So, because they just like, when the shit run out, they ain't supplying no more to the military bases. So, all my niggas at the military bases,
I have to send you a care package.
You're going to have to leave that base to get you some little Debbies. Because they ain't going to be in the commissary no more. They out here for us civilians. Good. Only civilians get little Debbies.
I have one.
Not you niggas out there fighting for the country, you know, protecting our freedom.
They should be able to get
whatever they want. All that shit. No little Debbies for you. Y'all my losers this week.
Big Debbies?
Yeah, right. Maybe they're going to get, somebody going to take that market. That's a market. Uh-huh. That's a market opening up. Hostess or whatever.
Yeah,
nobody buys y'all snacks anyway.
Send that shit to the people.
Yes. But y'all need to come out with a little debt. Because, hell, Little Debbie by the same price as Hostess now.
Uh-huh.
Little Debbie, that was a thing. 25 cent, 35 cent, 50 cent, 75. Now them motherfuckers like a dollar something. Nigga, I say, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Y'all tripping, Lil' Debbie. You can't get $1.25 for this oatmeal pie that I used to get $4 for $1. Now I can only get one
now
for a dollar.
Buy the shit at Sam's Club to halfway save a quarter.
I mean, that shit ridiculous. So, Lil' Debbie, we're gonna do a show about Lil' Debbie. We might do the top 10 Lil' Debbie snacks next week.
Oh yeah, top I know 10. About
That's what's going to top 10 next week. So shout out to all the Little Debbie people that can still get Little Debbie's. Not you people out there protecting our freedom, because you can't get Little Debbie's no more once they run out. Well, Queen Germ, like we ran through everything on the docket, it's time for me to ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nara.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, everybody over that site, to fuck with the kid, Doc Claw and all the gang, Amazing AP, Sleazy the Black Farmer, the Dragon Lady, Nanita, the Black Pod Squad. Shout out to everybody in the Black Pod Squad. You got 12 Cow, the 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You have Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. You got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks. Send our condolences out to Miss Minnie Meeks, man. She lost her mom, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Prayers going up to the homie. That's the Cool Out Corner. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. You got Mad Static in the Beats, Rhymes, Body Slams Podcast. You got Dr. Brazel Network. You got Dr. Cam, Dr. Brazel. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That's the Black Pod Squad. Please go check us out. Good shit going on over there. A whole bunch of good podcasts in one spot. Please go check it out. Any other podcasts that fuck with us, you got Jay at the Cognac Room. You got JRWV on Commonplace. You got Morio at the Sound of My Voice. You got the Mind Triggers Podcast. You got Dale P, even though he don't be podcasting like that, but he's still a podcaster. Yeah, that was a shot at you, Dale P. Shout out to Roddus. Roddus Live, man. Shout out to Roddus. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Who else? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, No Ma'am Game, Dom, and all the guys. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Well, Queen Germ, another show in the books. I gotta say, it was a pretty good one. But before I say any more, I gotta ask you, time to rate your show.
I think we did a really good job, bouncing back. You know, we had an open week, then we came back last week, got back in the swing of things, had an awesome Thanksgiving, time to reflect, time to have fun, came in here and laid down some magic. I do want to make sure that I also say RIP, to Clarence Gilliard Jr. He died. He was 66 years old. He was the black man that was a star on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Okay.
And he also, you know, Miss Sweet, my mama, godmama, whatever you want to call her. But that was one of her favorite shows, so I remember seeing him a lot. But yeah. I mean, and I didn't think that man was that young either. I don't know. Maybe I did. Young, old, however you want to look at it. But as far as my rating, with all that being said, I guess I got to rate my show a 9. Not quite perfect, but it was a 9.
Well, you know, and just to piggyback off your 9, as far as the show went, received some, you know, startling news in the middle of the show, you know what I'm saying, considering the site, you know what I'm saying, BZ said he thinks somebody's trying to hack and knife the Afro, and that kind of threw me off a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because I'm like, damn, I'm in the middle of doing the show, and, you know, he hitting me up. So, in light of all that, I'm just going to give my show 8, because Kobe wore 8.
Okay.
Now, since we did all that, did our shout outs, did our rating, did our outline, it's time for me to let y'all know. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. Simple. 1 of the 4. We're happy. And y'all been doing that, so we've been happy. So, On behalf of everyone here at Nappy Afro Studios, this your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com